ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंथो टेन्थ चैप्टर 70 टाइटल लॉर्ड कृष्णाज डेली एक्टिविटीज। टेक्स्ट नंबर 18 एंड 19 तत्र उपविष्टः परमासने विभु भवौ स्वभासा ककुभा अवभासयन् वृतः नृरा सिंहे यदुभि यदुत्तमः यथा उडुराजः दिवी तारका गणे। तत्रोपविष्टा परमासने विभूर् बभो स्वभासा ककुभो वभासयन् ऋतो नरसिंहैर्यदुवीर्यदुत्तमो यतोडुराजो दिवि तारकागणे तत्रोपविष्टा परमासने विभूर् भवो स्वभासा ककुभो वभासयन् ऋतो नरसिंहैर्यदुवीर्यदुत्तमो यतोडुराजो दिवि तारकागणे तत्रोपविष्टा परमासने विभूर् भवो स्वभासा ककुभो वभासयन् ऋतो नरसिंहैर्यदुवीर्यदुत्तमो यतोडुराजो दिवि तारकागणे
Thank you.
अत्रोपविष्टा परमासने विभोर् भवो स्वभासा ककुभो वद्वासयन् यतोडु राजो गिरिकाल गागने माताजी तत्र देर उपविष्टः सीटेड परमासने ऑन हिज एक्सॉल्टेड थ्रोन विभु द ऑलमाइटी सुप्रीम लॉर्ड बभो शोन स्व विद हिज ओन भासा एफल्जेंस Kakubaha, all the quarters of the sky, Avabhasayan, making glow, Vritaha, surrounded, Nira, among men, Simhai, by lions, Yadubihi, by the Yadus, Yaduttamaha, the most excellent of the Yadus, Yata, like, Udu Rajaha, the moon, Divi, in the sky, Taraka Gane, surrounded by the stars. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As the Almighty Supreme Lord would seat Himself upon His exalted throne, there in the assembly hall He shone with His unique effulgence, illuminating all the quarters of space, surrounded by the Yadus, lions among men. That best of the Yadus appeared like the moon amidst many stars. There is no purport to this verse, so we'll go to the next verse.
Tatrupamatrino rajan nana hasya raser vibhum upatasthur natacharya nartakyas tandavai prithak.
And there, O king, jesters would entertain the Lord by displaying various comic moods. Expert entertainers would perform for him. And female dancers would dance energetically. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti points out that the word Natacharya refers, among other things, to expert magicians. All of these different entertainers, one after the other, would perform for the Lord in the assembly of great kings.
Om Ajnanatimirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పాదాం సాగనా లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితం చ నమః విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినేతి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే వంశకల్పతరూభ్యస్య కృపాసింధూయ ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరతిసే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తాప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి ఋషభాను సుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామో హరే రామో 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. సో వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. ద చాప్టర్ ఇస్ టైటిల్డ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణాస్ డైలీ యాక్టివిటీస్. సో ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ యాజ్ వి రెడ్ ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ దిస్ ఈస్ హిస్ డైలీ యాక్టివిటీ. After he leaves home, just like any other ordinary person, especially an householder, he has his family life, he has his professional life, and he also has his devotional life. So Krishna here has performed his devotional life to set an example how a householder especially should be living. He got up very early in the morning. Then of course few other interactions with his family members, and then he leaves home to come to the assembly. But this assembly is not some ordinary assembly. The previous purport you heard, something very amazing. It is said in the purport that the specific significance of the assembly house was that anyone who entered it would be free from the six kinds of material pangs, namely hunger, thirst, lamentation, illusion, old age and death. Want to figure out what will be an experience to get into an assembly and your hunger, thirst, illusion also gone? So naturally this is not a ordinary event. The people who are sitting in the assembly are not very ordinary people. This can happen only when the soul is very pure. In the pure state of consciousness, these things are very natural. Now today's verse, it is said that when he goes and sits on his throne, there is a description that how he appears to all the subjects. But then, the next verse it is said, there are entertainers for him. Now these entertainers are here, maybe music, singing, dancing. Here it is specifically said that there are comedians, there are jokers. That means the king needs to be also entertained, to make him laugh. So to be a king is not an ordinary responsibility. Of course, there is a lot of stress. No conditioned soul can survive without entertainment. Every one of us needs some entertainment. Now, this is Vedic culture. The entertainment is very diverse. Not just the entertainment. When we say culture, commonly we think it, culture means dance, music, art, painting, singing, drama. But the real purpose of all these diverse activities is only for the pleasure with a grateful heart that these all these abilities and skills and talent what I have received is from the Supreme Lord. It's a gift. So it's a common sense that if you have received a gift, it is very natural that you give back the gift to the person whom you have received. So here these entertainers, they are not performing out of some burden. They are so joyful. They are thoroughly happy about it. And thus reciprocating to what the Lord has given. And here it is Krishna, Dwarkadish in Dwarka. And this is one of the activity. The Lord performs this to show to the world. Well, when we say that these people were very joyful, I just remember one, just a joke. One person went to a psychiatrist. He was very depressed. So the psychiatrist examined him, assessed him, found out his problem that you are depressed, you are not very happy. And he gave him many advice what he should be doing. But then he gave him one advice. I will tell you one thing which I have experienced. So there is a circus here. And there is one joker. And he really makes you laugh like anything. You just go and attend that, all your depression will go. So this man, the patient, he looked at the psychiatrist with a very sad mood and he said, I am that joker. So that means that this as a performance, you know, these are very external things that you can perform to make others laugh, but deep within in your heart you are very miserable. So it is not necessary that a person who makes others laugh has to be very blissful. Because real bliss comes when a person gets connected within. Because that's the only real joy. All other things are very flickering, superficial. So same way here, these people who are mentioned here, one sense it's a culture that to perform. But they are here out of gratitude, out of love, out of this feeling. So they were so happy. And the Lord as a king, leader, it is not that he was just enjoying the facility. Now this is what happens when a person comes to power. He is more interested in the facility provided, but not the responsibility. Same way, even the culture, when we say culture, there are people who are very sophisticated. They will be dressing up very nicely. They are connoisseurs of poetry. They appreciate paintings. They are very... the way they speak. But it is not necessary there in their heart, in their mind, what is going on. So externally they can impress people and many of them get attracted. Not many of them, most of them. That's what in Kali Yuga, the entertainers are the most popular people. The sportsmen, celebrities, the most wealthy people. But no one cares about what is the essence, what is the character of that person. How does he behave in his private life? What happens when he has confronted with some problem in life? How does he react when there is temptations? When there is a question about losing money or making money? What type of decision he takes? That no one asks. They are willing to do anything. So one film star was asked this question. That, see, you are such a famous man. If you are promoting cigarettes, you are the young teenagers, they, because you are so famous, whatever you do. Then they asked one more question. He said, yes, I know, cigarette smoking. Well, I will not do it in public. It's something like this, he tried to give an excuse. But then they asked will you promote something on illicit sex? Well, I'll not do it. If there is good money, I will do it. So, he already has a lot of money. But if there is more money, then he doesn't care that, you know. So, this is what is the character of a person who is very powerful, very famous. So, these are all externals. But the real quality is someone who is a man of integration, dignity. He will, if he has given his word, he will always honor. It is not something what he has said in the morning, he will change in the evening. So this is Vedic culture. So all the diversity in Vedic culture is meant to unite everyone. There is so much diversity. Even in India itself, there is so much diversity. You know, like few days back, Sunday, we had this girls performing dance. Many of you may not. First time I came to know there are 8 types of dance. Besides just Bharatanatyam, there is Kathak, there is Kathakali, there is Odissi, there is Shastriya, there is some from Andhra. There is, now see the diversity. Now for us it may appear same, but all this culture activities are meant only to enact the pastimes of Lord, to glorify Lord. If it is one, their supreme personality has to be glorified. So all these diverse cultures, even if it is an art of cooking, see the diversity in India. Right from North Indians to South Indians to the West, so much diversity. But still, everything is meant. So this is what was Yamuna Prabhu, Prabhupada's very close disciple. She was very well known for this. She will closely watch everything what Prabhupada is to do. And she used that all the skills. But her purpose was only for the pleasure of Krishna. So in that sense, bhakti is very simple. Anyone can perform bhakti. Whatever God-given abilities you have, you just to use it. Use it, but the most important thing is, what is the motive? So coming back to this assembly, it is not an ordinary assembly, and the people who are here are not ordinary, and they are just doing out of gratitude. They are not thinking what they will get in return. So it is a pure exchange of love between the Lord and the people. So this is bhakti, pure bhakti. And this is happening in Dwarka, in Lord's presence. So here the Lord is of course acting like a very normal human being. But then sometimes he also shows his supernatural activities. But here the whole purpose is to show that what is leadership and what is the responsibility. So we have heard several times that what a leader is. But in short, just to say, when a person who is a leader, see the responsibility. So the example comes about Maharaj Dasharath. Now Dasharath was so powerful. He was so wealthy. He had such a powerful army. And the opulence and the wealth. And he had his children. He had Ram as his son, but he never taught Ram as Lord. But he loved his son so much. But see, in spite of all this, how did he receive when Vishwamitra came? When Vishwamitra Muni came, he didn't think about his power at all. He just considered himself as a servant of Vishwamitra. He greeted him, made him sit on the throne, and he said, Maharaj, everything is yours. Now you tell me, what do you want me to do? Now this is not something superficial, you know, just some lip service. It's not that, you know. What will he ask? From his heart he felt that everything is yours and I am your servant and you tell me what you want me to do, I will do it. But then in Vishwamitra Muni asked him that, I want your son, and his son was just 16 years old. So he said, why you want your son? He said, I want your son to fight against Rakshasas. Now, Maharaj Dasharath, now he didn't see his son as Lord. He was thinking, as a young boy who has hardly learned any military skills, how is he going to fight? He said, why you want him? I am there, I will bring the whole army. And you tell me what you want me to do. Vishwamitra Muni get very annoyed. Maharaj Dashrath, you have given your word. You said, I am willing to do anything what you want. So with a lot of hesitancy, he was willing to give up his son. Now Lord Ramachandra, again, very early, first time, when he went out of the palace and reached that place where these munis were performing yagyas, I mean what they were performing for the welfare of humanity. And there, at a certain time, these demons would come and contaminate that place. So again, when the time came for Lord Rama, the young boy, he again went and took blessings from Vishwamitra. He said, tell me what you want me to do. So without seeking blessings, he didn't do anything. So this is a culture one side. In spite of all these externals, whatever you have, if there is no proper essence, there is no substance, there is no character, there is no attitude, then everything just remains an external. And unfortunately we see that externals are very attractive. The whole so-called material civilization, the people who have this opulence are the ones who are respected, but no one cares. I remember once, I think Gauranga Prabhu was saying that there is one very famous singer, very famous, and he sings the devotional songs. On the stage, he's already very popular. People are mesmerized by his devotional songs. So it so happened that some person went to meet him backstage. And the show was about to begin. And this person is very famous. And when he went backstage, he saw that he was gulping his, what is to give him, surcharge him. Now he was doing it, no sense, hidingly. But even if he does it, I mean, how many of them will get influenced that, oh, he's seeing devotional. People will think that, you know, devotion and alcohol, they go together. There's no problem, you know. See, he's devotion and people appreciating him. So this is the responsibility of a person who holds that position. The more famous he is, the more responsible he is. So the Lord is very kind and he performs some activities to also give us some instruction. Today is Bahulashtami, so for a few minutes we will talk. It is very appropriate that when I said that in the name of something external, whatever power influence you have, but a person has some hidden agenda, his own selfish interest. So in that sense, we all are striving to be in this type of assembly. This is an assembly, Sudharma. The Lord is there in our heart, one says. But to reach out to the Lord, there are many obstacles. And one of the biggest obstacle is hypocrisy. Once we get attached to what people think what we are, then that hypocrisy remains hidden. So purification is not something which happens naturally. Purification needs effort. It is not something, well, I am here for so many years, I have been chanting, I have been following regulative principles, so now I am advanced. But there are several things which are very deeply rooted, unless it is pulled out, and it is impossible for an individual to pull out. So there are some occasions when it is exposed, or only with the help of Vaishnavas, and if we are willing to submit ourselves that I need this to be pulled out, it is not going to come up. So today is Bahulashtami. Well, this is a Kartik month. In Kartik month, mostly the Leelas what we hear are at a different level. But what we heard was of Aishwarya Bhav, Dwarka Dish, has a day-to-day activities, what he did. So Krishna appeared on Radha's, Krishna appeared on Janmashtami, then Radharani appeared on Radhashtami, and Krishna and Radha together appeared on Baulashtami. So there is a Leela, that the history behind how they appeared. They appeared as Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. So today also happens to be the appearance day of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. So sometimes we wonder that why the Lord takes this form. So he appeared as a bull. Now why he has to appear as a bull? Now one sense bull is represents dharma, religious principles. But this bull was appearing like bull, but it was sent by Kamsa. Now Kamsa used to send several demons, because Kamsa's fear was that one of the child is going to kill him. So he didn't care who it is. He wanted to kill all the children. So he sent several demons. And out of that, this was one demon. His name was Aristhasur. And he appeared as bull. Now this happened in the evening around dusk. So Krishna was there as usual, about to return back with his cows and cowherd friends. So this demon entered the village. Now the description given about this demon, even an ordinary bull, if you see, you know, I mean, it's huge, you know, no one will come in front. But here is a bull. His hump was reaching the clouds. Can you imagine? And he was so angry. His eyes were so red. He was breathing like fumes were coming out through his nostrils. And his tail was high up. And with his hoof, he was galloping. And with full force and he made such tumultuous sound, the whole earth was shaking. So when the residents, they saw this bull approaching them, naturally, they were so fearful, they started running here and there to save themselves. It is said out of fear, many pregnant ladies, they had abortion, spontaneous abortion. And the cows had abortion. So fearful, he created such fear all around. So obviously in this type of fear, the residents, it was something very natural that whenever there is fear, you run to Krishna. So they ran to Krishna. And Krishna, he just spoke from a distance. You foolish animal, today I am going to teach you a lesson. Now he is running and Krishna is speaking like this. It infuriated him more. He's a small boy. And not only that, when the bull was approaching, Krishna didn't make any preparation to confront him. He was just relaxed. He was putting his hand on the shoulder of his friend. When this bull saw that I'm attacking him and he is relaxed, that was another severe insult to this bull. So the bull came with so much force, Krishna just held the horn and threw it. This was a big shock to the bull. Aristhasur, he didn't expect that, you know. This is what is going to happen. So he fell down far off, caught up. Now he was perspiring. His eyes were so red. With more force he started attacking. So this time when he came and approached Krishna, small boy Krishna, with his foot he started kicking. Now for a small boy, when he's kicking such a huge bull, you know, what is going to happen? Nothing. So this is what is Krishna. When he can appear as a small child, he is still the same powerful Krishna. So his each kick was like a thunderbolt. He went on kicking. And then he pulled out the horn, he started beating. Then he went on beating. It is said that he beat the bull just like a washerman with a wet cloth, how he beats the wet cloth on the floor. He went on beating. And that is the time his eyes started bulging and urine and stool came out in large amount. And Aristasura's life air left his body. So this is, well, unless we hear from Acharyas with a, well, very nice supernatural activity of the Lord. So this was Aristasura. So all this what we discussed about the so-called power, which is very attractive, these are externals. If the essence is not there. No? So this was Aristasura, even though he represented bull, dharma. But his intention was to kill Krishna. And the Lord wanted to show us by this pastime that unless we erase this attitude, we remain like Aristasura. Like a bull, but then internally, not something very pleasant. So then of course, after everyone were happy, all the children were joyful, even the demigods started showering flowers. So Krishna and all the coward boys, they returned back. And as usual, coward boys will say that, today Krishna did this, this is what was the chanting. I mean, everything discussed about Krishna's different qualities, what he did. And Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they will take Krishna inside and they will put him to sleep. But Krishna would not sleep. He will pretend he was sleeping. He'll leave his house later in the evening or just before midnight. And then he'll go out to his usual place and he will play his flute and the coward girls and Radharani, they would all. This was his usual pastime. So everyone was happy with this killing of demon, but Radharani and all the other coward girls, they were not very happy. So when Krishna approached them, he said, "Don't come close to us. You cannot touch us. We can't touch you." So he was surprised. Why? Because you have killed a male cow. And killing a cow is a sin. This is how serious it was. He said, "But that was a demon. I killed him to save all of you. That may be, but you have killed. So you are contaminated. Unless you go to all the rivers in the whole of universe, not this earth, all the whole universe, you are not pure." So Krishna was wondering, what does that mean? That means I have to leave Vrindavan. And Krishna didn't want to leave Vrindavan. But he had to get purified. So with the heel of his foot, he made one impression on the floor. And then he invoked all the holy rivers, the whole universe. So they all came in personified form. They all came. Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati. So they all came and Krishna told Radharani, "See, look, all the rivers have come here in the personified form so that we don't believe it." So they themselves started introducing to Radharani that, "I am Ganga, I am Yamuna, I am Saraswati, I am Sarayu, I am Brahmaputra, I am milk ocean, I am that ocean." So all of them came and they... So, well, they were convinced that, yes, these are all holy rivers. And they all merged and filled up that kund what Krishna had created with his heel. So Krishna took bath in that, came out, he said, "Now I am pure, purified. Now you people are contaminated." This is what Krishna told them. "Because you have taken side of the demon, anyone who takes side of a demon, he is also contaminated. So now you better take bath to get purified. So they didn't know what to do. So they said, well, we also have to take bath. So then there was... So this kund is already there with his water now. So there was another print of Harithasur. Harithasur had created a print. So Radharani and the cowherd girls with their hand, with their bangles, they started digging. And in that, they need water. So Krishna wanted that, why don't you take water from here? They said, no. This water, you have taken bath, so the water is contaminated now. Because you committed sin and you took bath, so the water is contaminated. So they started, there were millions of them. Radharani and all the gopis, there were millions. So they started getting water from Mansi Ganga, which is few kilometers away. So they were just bringing water and they were perspiring. So Krishna looked at personified rivers. And he made a sign that, you know, they are perspiring. Krishna didn't like that. They are perspiring. They are taking so much effort to fill. So all the personified rivers, they all came together. They found one form and they went to Radharani and they begged, you are the most merciful one. You are the most benevolent. Please, we don't want to see you. You know, you are taking so much effort to do it. Why don't you please ask us? You know, we will fill up. So Radharani was very pleased. She said, it's all right. And this is how Sham Kund immediately started overflowing and filled up this kund. So this is how Radha Kund was formed and Sham Kund was formed on this day, Bahulashtami, around midnight. So it's a very auspicious day. So this Radha Kund and Sham Kund, there are a lot of significance of areas around it. But for us to understand, just for our understanding is, Radha Kund and Sham Kund are already there in the spiritual world. It is said that it is just a sangam of tears of their love. Radha Kund and Sham Kund. But in this world, in this planet, when Krishna performs pastimes, they appear in this way. So it's not an ordinary place. It's a Kartik month. Many of us will be going for yatra. I'm sure we'll be visiting Radha Kund and Sham Kund. So Rupa Goswami says that of all the planets, Earth is the most important planet because the Lord came here again and again. And in Bharat Bhumi is the most important in this planet because the Lord appeared here. And in India, Mathura is the most important. In Mathura, Vrindavan forest is the most important because Lord performed pastimes. And in Vrindavan forest, Govardhan is the most important because he lifted up Govardhan for 7 days. Many things happened there. So it is very important. And in Vrindavan vicinity, Radha Kund and Sham Kund are the most. They are just representing pure love. So when Radha Kund got filled up, Krishna made this declaration. He said, I have love for this kund as I have love for you, Radharani. So this is the declaration Krishna made. So Radharani also made a declaration. Anyone who takes bath is in this kund, they will develop the same love what I have for you. So this is what Radharani said. So in Puranas there are different other versions about Bahulashtami, this Bahula. There are 5 or 7 forests across Yamuna, 5 this side. But there is one story about, in the Puranas it comes that how this term Bahula has come. Why on this day? But Radha Kund and Sham Kund appeared on this day. It is said that there was one cow. Its cow was confronted by a tiger. The cow said, see, I have my calf. I'll just go and feed my calf and then I'll come back. Now this tiger, he trusted the cow. The cow said, I'll come back. And the tiger said, okay, fine. You go. So the cow came back and told the calf, today is the last day. Drink as much milk as you want. Because I am going. So the calf asked, why? So the mother cow said, this is the reason. The calf said, why you have to go? I will go. No, the mother said, no, I will go. The calf said, no, I will go. So the Brahmana was there staying in that house. He heard this discussion. He said, both of you are not going, I am going. So there was an argument among three of them. They all three of them left. When they all three of them left, the tiger saw the cow has come back. So he has given his word. She has given his word. But then it is said that the tiger was Dharmaraj. He was just that Lord Krishna resolved that issue. Just to show that name of the cow was Bahula. So this in Puranas has happened on this day. So that's how Bahulastami, Radha Kund and Sham Kund appears. So Kartik month is specially meant. Radha Rani is also called Urjeshwari. So there are Urj Vrat. So Vrat is specially to see that minimize the bodily demands and more of chanting, keeping the mind fixed, hearing kathas like this. And all this is because of Prabhupada, who has left behind this legacy. This subject is not easy for us to understand, but because of Prabhupada and all his followers who are like acharyas who are there, the advantage of going to Vrindavan is left, right, center, you will meet many acharyas who will give their deep realizations on these subjects, which will inspire us and we can continue our devotional service. So to end this class, it is all because of Prabhupada, who has left behind for us to talk about this subject. Otherwise, what do we understand about Aristasur? He's like an animal running and maybe some entertainment to hear. But the significance, the instruction, the teachings in this path of devotional service, what does it mean? Why Krishna created this type of animal for this pastime. The false pride. Once I think one question was asked to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. Maharaj, what is the most dangerous maya? So, dangerous maya usually, I think maybe sex desire. Very dangerous. It's very dangerous. Very difficult. So Maharaj said, false pride. So very simple, no? False pride is one of the most dangerous, because that is what makes one arrogant, stubborn. Not to. My opinion is the best. Why people don't understand? How to deal with others? How to deal with each other? The more the false pride that who I am and that identity is there, in all our dealings, it's very natural that we will speak which can hurt others. So only a person who has no false pride, he can speak which he can't hurt, because there is no false pride. So that is what is very pleasing to Krishna. So in this month, we can all try to meditate on this. How much we can try with the help. This is what is the role of a spiritual master. He wants us to get into the assembly, Sudharma assembly. Someone asked, I think in that book, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, why is Guru coming in the middle of me and Krishna? So he very nicely answers. He says, he is not coming on the way. He is removing all the walls between you and Krishna. He just wants you to get connected to Krishna. He is not coming on the way. So all these type of anarthas are sharbik things which block us from these paths, and Guru knows exactly what we are inclined for, and what is our propensity, what thing, little good or bad, whatever we really have. So like what you said, Vedic culture, whatever talent little here you can do, he engages very nicely so that we can overcome this anartha and experience. Maybe Sudharma assembly says no thirst, no hunger, no moroseness, no illusion. What an assembly. So this is not just this is truth, this is an experience. And Prabhupada said everyone has to fight his own battle. श्रील भागवत पुराण की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, कार्तिक मंथ की जय, राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड अपीयरेंस डे की जय। थैंक यू वेरी मच।